Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today with highs around 75. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 37. Tonight, mainly clear. Highs around 78. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 64.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. agriculture companies operating in Ukraine closing offices and shuttering facilities in response to Russia's attack. ADM said it has stopped operating its facilities in Ukraine, where a company spokeswoman said the crop trader and processor employs more than 630 people. ADM's Ukraine facilities include an oilseed crushing plant, a grain terminal, and six grain silos, and a trading office in Kyiv. Agriculture giant Bunge closed company offices as well as temporarily suspending operations at processing facilities in two cities in the Ukraine. The company said Bunge employees, more than 1,000 workers in Ukraine, operate a couple of processing facilities as well as grain elevators and a grain export terminal in various parts of the country. CHS, Farm Cooperative, and major grain shipper and retailer of seed and chemical, said it's been drawing down its export activity in Ukraine for the past few weeks. It employs 46 people in the region, but doesn't own port operations in the country. At more than $172 billion, the total value of U.S. ag exports reached a high in fiscal year 2021. Values are projected to remain elevated for fiscal year 2022, with the current forecast $183.5 billion. Exports grew in most trading regions, although East Asia, making up of China, Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and South Korea, recently has accounted for the largest share. Exports to East Asia slipped in the 2010s from a high of $54 billion in 2014 to a low of $37.7 billion in 2019. U.S. sales to North American trading partners provided the second largest contribution to U.S. ag export growth. Abundant U.S. corn supplies supported an increase in grain and feed exports, especially to Mexico. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The energy company BP says in a new court document that it wants to appeal a judge's ruling allow residents of Mulberry to sue over sharp hikes in natural gas prices last February. The Wichita Eagle reports BP filed two court documents in the last week that indicates that it wants the lawsuit dismissed. One seeks permission to appeal decision on February 8th to let the lawsuit proceed. The second document outlines BP's belief that it cannot be sued by residents of the town. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2011 Honda motorcycle was northbound in the right lane of I-135 in Wichita, attempting to exit to Hydraulic Avenue. The motorcycle rider had to perform an avoidance maneuver to avoid colliding with another vehicle in the right lane, thus braking and laying the bike down on its left side. The motorcycle's rider, Nicholas Sterling Curry Carlson, 26, of McPherson, was transported to Wesley Medical Center with serious injuries. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Good morning, this is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're going to have 1,500 to 2,000. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 200 head of black steers. They'd be tall Angus cross steers, home raised and a long time weaned, weighing 750 to 900 pounds. We'll have a load of black home raised heifers that'll be weighing 8 to 850. Then I've got a group of 170 mostly black steers and heifers that have been long time weaned with shots that'll be weighing 5.25 to 6.5. And then we'll have a lot of other good weaned calves this week. If you want to see a full list of our consignments, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. If you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
Eldorado Livestock Auction online at eldoradolivestock.com and 2.5 miles east of Eldorado on Highway 54.
Effective tomorrow, Kansas State University will strongly encourage but not require that everyone wear masks while indoors on university property. That's according to a statement from the university. The university's updated face mask guidance is based on the newest Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance for determining face mask requirements. All three Kansas State University campus host counties, Riley County, Saline County, and Johnson County, are all at medium risk levels where face masks are not required. Finney County law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect in connection with several hit-and-run accidents in Finney County. Just before 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, sheriff's deputies observed a hit-and-run accident in the 1700 block of North Taylor in Garden City, where an electronic crosswalk sign was destroyed. Sheriff's deputies and police worked together and located a suspect identified as 34-year-old Jackery Roth at his residence. He was jailed on requested charges of DUI and failure to report an accident. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Huh, the average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An 83-year-old man who was hit by a car while crossing a Lincoln street nearly 7 weeks ago has died from his injuries. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that Russell Boardman of Lincoln died last week. Police say Boardman was in a marked crosswalk as he walked across South Street around 5:30 p.m. on January 8th when he was hit by a car. Police say the 40-year-old driver of the car was not under the influence or distracted at the time of the crash. The Journal-Star cites no citations have been issued in the crash. COVID-19 hospitalizations and cases continue to plummet in Nebraska following last month's peak, and state health officials are optimistic they will improve yet more into the summer. Nebraska's chief medical officer, Dr. Gary Antone, said Monday that people can start thinking about, quote, getting back to normal, unquote. The improved numbers are a relief for the state's hospitals that were pushed to the limit when hospitalizations rose as high as 767 on January 28th. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at agriprowheat.com. It's the Carcass Bull Sale Plus near Isabel, Kansas at the Poland Angus Ranch on Wednesday, March 2nd at 1 p.m. Poland Angus Ranch and CB Farms are set to offer 40 fall yearling Angus bulls and 30 spring yearlings. Sires represented include GB Fireball, Hometown, Challenger, Unique, Wall Street, Legendary, Bragging Rights, Niagara, and Command. All bulls will have genomically enhanced EPDs, breeding soundness examined, and performance tested. Visit them online at PolandAngus.com. That's Poland.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Tuesday heard a report from the Public Works Administrator on 4 bridge projects. They feel the county bridge crew can repair a Herkimer Township bridge on Deer Trail Road and construct the Franklin Township bridge north of home on 16th Road, 2 miles north of Indian Road. Commissioners unanimously approved bids of $150,000 for a bridge in Clear Fork Township on Cyclone Lane, and $160,000 for a bridge in Elm Creek Township, 5.5 miles south on the West River Road. Commissioners placed a call to the Gage County Chairman of the Supervisors to discuss a shared bridge in Oquito Township on State Line Road. Supervisors had previously not had interest in cost-sharing construction of a new structure. They were told the road was closed. The road's not closed. The gate previously up has been removed. There are several landowners affected by the structure, and the current bridge is unable to handle heavy equipment, including grain trucks, concrete trucks for construction of a nearby residence, and etc. Eric Kamen advised there's a permanent easement on file encompassing these properties, but he will take the information to the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Leslie Jeter presented a job description for review, and commissioners voted to approve a stipend in the amount of $24,000 to Jeter as 2021 administrator for American Rescue Plan funds, and approved $1,000 per month effective January this year through the end of the fund administration, voting as well to create a Marshall County Pandemic Grant Fund administrator job title. Commissioners met twice in special session last week for interviews and to discuss the County Health Administrator, RN, position. Marshall County Attorney Megan Vorchek announced her plans to resign effective March 23rd, citing personal reasons last week. She was appointed by the governor to fill the unexpired term of Laura Johnson McNish, who stepped aside in July 2019 to accept the position of District Magistrate Judge in Doniphan County. Washington County Commissioners were advised Severe Weather Awareness Week begins March 7th with a statewide drill March 8th. It was agreed this is a good opportunity for all county offices to practice what they would do in the event of severe weather. Washington County valuations will be mailed to property owners March 1st. The appraiser reported the average property valuation has increased by 5%. He emphasized that does not mean every property increased 5%, but that represented a countywide average. A request was presented by JBN Telephone for grant funding to expand broadband access in the rural Barnes area. Nemaha County Commissioners met last week with representatives of the Grain Belt Express Transmission Line project, proposed to deliver wind-generated energy from southwest Kansas to Illinois and Indiana. The route would pass through northeast Kansas, and a road use agreement is being sought. Commissioners were advised roads and bridges would not take as much wear and tear as wind farm projects, with the transmission line construction as loads are less heavy.
Linda K. Price, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Linda Price. Marjorie L. Mingy, age 92, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mingy. Howard P. Miller, age 91, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Howard Miller. Charles L. Brown, Sr., age 76, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services at a later date, with Award Funeral Home in charge for Charles Brown, Sr. Justin L. Hilton, age 44, of Greenleaf, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services pending, with Award Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Justin Hilton.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the region today. Conditions will continue to stay very dry and mild with lots of sunshine. Typically for early March, we can expect to see highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-40s to mid-50s throughout Missouri. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will continue to stay very mild overnight tonight, with lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa and Nebraska, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid-30s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 85, the average low 26, and the record low 3 degrees below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:19, sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m.
Today, we have a fresh calendar page, and we'll kick it off with our March preview. That's next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 1st, the 60th day of the year. Johnny Cash and June Carter were married on this day in 1968. The Romans named March after their god of war, Mars. His planetary namesake is easily viewed this month, shining with an orange glow and well up by dusk. Later in March, we'll be setting our clocks ahead, celebrating Ireland's patron saint and hopefully spotting the first daffodils, robins, and earthworms. Much of the country, however, may still have a good dose of winter to contend with. Some of recent history's most epic snowstorms have occurred in March, including the East Coast blizzards of 1888 and 1914 and the North Plains storm of 1941, which some call the worst of the modern era. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find your local forecast online anytime. Just go to almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Davion Warren had 23 points and made the go-ahead basket with a minute 5 left as 12th-ranked Texas Tech finished undefeated at home with a 73-68 win over Kansas State. The 23-7 Red Raiders have won 21 consecutive home games, including all 18 this season. Mike McGurl had 18 points for Kansas State. Up next for Kansas State, they're at home Saturday against Oklahoma, which could become the third Big 12 opponent this year to sweep its regular season series over the Wildcats. The 2022 NJCAA Region 6 Men's Basketball Division 1 bracket is set for games for tonight. At 7 o'clock, Dodge hosts Colby. Also 7 o'clock, Garden City hosts Coffeyville. And once again, 7 o'clock in El Dorado, Butler hosts Kelly. At 7:30 tonight, Hutchinson hosts Pratt. The winner of this tournament advances to the 2022 NJCAA Men's Division 1 Basketball Championship, March 14th through the 19th in Hutchinson. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on the Big 12 Now ESPN Network. Number 6 Kansas, who is 23-5 overall, 12-3 in the Big 12, they're at TCU, who is 18-9 overall, 7-8 in the Big 12. Tip-off set for 7 o'clock at Schollmeyer Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. By the way, TCU enters this one as the number one rebounding team in the Big 12 Conference at 39.1 per game, just ahead of KU in second at 37.4 per game.
Wichita State junior infielder Zoe Jones has been named to the American Athletic Conference weekly honor roll. It was announced Monday afternoon. Jones hit 400 over the weekend at the Niner Invitational, including three doubles, seven runs, and an RBI. The Texas Tech transfer now has a team-high six doubles this season. This is the first accolade for Jones as a Shocker. Wichita State travels to Lincoln, Nebraska to face Lincoln and South Dakota State this weekend, March 4th through the 6th. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldog boys basketball team ran away from Hiawatha, winning 79-59 in 3A first-round sub-state play Monday. Marysville, a 10-point first quarter and first half lead, was up 62-46 heading down the stretch and dominated the ballgame, led by Jack Lauer with 21 points. Peyton Smith, a strong performance at 19, 13 of those in the first half. Eight Marysville players scored as the Bulldogs improved to 10-11, knocking off fourth seed Hiawatha, paced by Marlo Alcalde with 15 points, 12 apiece for Joel Bryan fouling out late, and Carson Gilbert. 79-59, Marysville boys win the nightcap. Marysville girls lost the free throw line in a 51-46 decision that went to second seed Hiawatha. Redhawks 21 of 30, the line. Marysville 4 of 7. 51-46, a good fight by Amy Renier's team, finishing 9 and 12, led by Madison Runnelbaum with 12 points. Ashman Price scored 11. Bella Rader off the bench with 10. Hiawatha paced by Clara Lindstrom and Darcy Leertz with 16 each. Sarah Madsen adds 11. Hiawatha 51, Marysville 46. Marysville boys face top seed Royal Valley, a convincing winner over winless Jeff West in first round play Monday. It's a Thursday semifinal at Silver Lake. We'll have it live on KNDY. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Substate basketball tip-offs Monday night. Marysville girls season comes to an end, falling in Hiawatha 51-46. Marysville boys advance, defeating Hiawatha 79-59. Marysville takes on top seed Royal Valley Thursday evening at 7:30 at Silver Lake. Bottom of the bracket, second seed Nemaha Central over Rossville 79-59. Third seed Sabetha over Silver Lake 47-35. Nemaha Central and Sabetha meet in the 6 o'clock tip-off Thursday at Silver Lake. Class 2A in girls action. Valley Heights ran past Republic County 70-15. Valley Heights top seed will face Bennington Thursday evening at 7:30 at Republic County. Fourth seed Bennington over Sacred Heart 46-44. Bottom of the bracket, seventh seed with Muncie knocked off second seed El Saline 43-33. And it was sixth seed St. Mary's knocking off third seed Harrington 42-35 to advance. Valley Heights boys, the number six seed, tip off at third seed Wabunsee Tuesday evening at 7.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Relax and embrace the beautiful changes nature provides in your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Rick Dark encourages us to do just that in his expanded edition of The Wild Garden by William Robinson. He says the wild garden is a balance of naturalistic and planned gardening. Start with evaluating the soil, light, and climate conditions unique to the smaller spaces within your landscape. Then match the plants to the growing conditions instead of changing these conditions to match the plant's needs. Robinson includes both natives and non-invasive exotics in the wild garden. Dark suggests you work from the ground layer up. Cover it with plants and mulch of leaves or other local organic materials to suppress weeds and conserve moisture. Add and edit plants based on their ability to thrive and reproduce in the given growing conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri is a great place to come and learn about a variety of animals. One of the very important and challenging tasks the staff veterinarian has here, though, is caring for raptors that are in danger. A specific problem and solution is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Perdition Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Dr. Stephanie Zeck is the staff veterinarian at the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri. In the past few years, she and other vets are seeing higher numbers of bald eagles with lead poisoning.
So a lot of people make the assumption that these animals are getting shot with a lead bullet, and that is not the case. No one is going out and shooting a bald eagle. What's happening is they get secondary lead poisoning.
So how are these eagles ingesting such high amounts of lead?
It could be through a number of things, either through ingesting like a lead hook or sinker, but we see an uptick in the wintertime, and so that really makes me think that it is related to the use of lead bullets for hunting. Eagles, yes, they're fish eaters, yes, they're hunters, but they're also to some extent scavengers.
And when bald eagles or other raptors ingest lead from hunting or fishing, it can be a deadly impact on the population.
There's a hunting culture here, and we support that hunting culture. We support it 100%. I just think that people aren't aware that when they're hunting with a lead bullet, they're killing more than just the deer.
Here in Springfield, they've seen very high lead levels in some bald eagles. Several have not survived. But the challenge is broader than this area or this species.
We don't always get them back. We're certainly lucky when we do. And this isn't just a Missouri problem. This is a nationwide problem. The California condor is still on the Endangered Species Act, and the main problem with its release is that it is getting lead toxicity.
The Dickerson Park Zoo here has been a key place for people to learn more about eagles and also a place to treat those birds hurt in the wild. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay away from them and keep your feet together as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Lines on the farm aren't something most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground. So if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call, call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there is a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle.
Yoder says it will have to be a gymnastic move.
But you're supposed to keep your feet together, because when you separate your feet, it creates a difference in electrical potential and it can cause electrocution that way. So you keep your feet together and you hop away from the machine until you're a good 20 or 30 feet away from it.
If you can't hop, slowly shuffle your feet, keeping both feet constantly on the ground. Don't touch anything the line is touching, especially metal. However, if conditions are wet, non-metal objects such as soil, branches, even straw could be energized. Once you're away from the vehicle or equipment, never attempt to get back on or touch it. Find more safety tips around power lines at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Cover Crop users can get a break on their crop insurance costs. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. When you think of classic trios, you might think of the Three Stooges or the Three Little Pigs. But there's nothing cute or funny about nitrogen loss. Enter Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention. It protects against all three forms of N loss, making it more available to your crop. Think of it as more Three Musketeers and less Three Amigos. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and harness the power of three. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Last year's pandemic cover crop program will continue for 2022, USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Marcia Bunger.
While it is going to be very similar to last year's program, I think we saw a huge popularity in that program. So I'm anticipating that there will be even more acres that will fall under that premium credit option.
Farmers who purchase crop insurance and also plant cover crops on those insured acres may be eligible for payments of up to $5 per acre through the program, says Bunger.
So for farmers, ranchers, whoever has been planting a cover crop and you're going to follow that with an insured crop, get a hold of your county FSA office and take the time to get that reported.
Bunger puts in a plug for crop insurance in general.
Not only does crop insurance provide a risk protection, but also a way to enhance their balance sheets, enhance their cash flows by being able to have a risk management tool to market their grain.
As Bunger said a moment ago, your County Farm Service Agency office can tell you more, or you can click on the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, energy is a major issue right now, especially with the ongoing conflict with Russia and the Ukraine. But how much energy do we produce right here locally in the state of Kansas? And when it comes to energy, what type of energy is the major focal point, not only for the energy industry, but also for the agricultural industry to be able to utilize? We sat down with Warren Martin with Kansas Strong to talk about the oil and natural gas industry in the state of Kansas and how big is that industry really in the state?
Well, the biggest energy production in the state of Kansas by far is oil and natural gas. Absolutely. We're 11th state in the nation in producing oil and natural gas. When you go and you go to the pump, most of the gasoline that you're getting right out of that pump is coming from right here in Kansas. It's
really
produced here in Kansas. It goes to one of the three refineries that we have here in the state. It's processed. It goes right back to the gas station. And literally within 3 days of it being pumped out of the ground, taken to the refinery, it's back in your car as gasoline.
Wow.
And so it's really a quick turnaround. And so automotive is by far the largest category, and our transportation is by far the largest category of energy production. All of that is oil and gas.
He goes on to talk about the importance of reliable energy that's made locally without relying on foreign nations.
Reality is cheap, reliable energy is essential to us moving forward as a society. Most people don't realize that every state that has used more than has gotten more than 5% of its electricity generation from renewable sources of energy, their electricity rates have skyrocketed. We're no exception. Over 50% increase in electricity rates in the past 10 years,
sure,
predominantly because of all the transmission lines that you have to put in to get these renewable sources to market. And what most people don't realize is that a 50% increase in electricity costs for someone living in the middle class is annoying. For someone living below the poverty line, it's devastating.
That again was Warren Martin with Kansas Strong. You can find more information about them online at kansasstrong.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The United Soybean Board has released results of a new survey highlighting consumer perceptions of U.S. soybeans, soybean farmers, and the American food supply chain. The survey shows consumer support of domestic agriculture continues to grow stronger. 78% of consumers saying it's important to buy U.S.-grown food like soybeans. The 78% is an 8% increase from the last survey in December of 2020. Other highlights of the study include U.S. farmers being the most trusted source when it comes to food safety, 83% of consumers ranking them number one among members of the supply chain. The vast majority of consumers have a very or somewhat positive view of U.S. farmers who grow crops. Soybeans, seen as healthy by more than half of consumers, 60% saying that soy-based food is somewhat or very healthy, and 72% of respondents are more positive about what soy does because of its sustainability. After productive talks with the U.S. in 2021, the Vietnamese government eliminated a 3% U.S. wheat import tariff December 30th. Earlier this month, the first shipment of U.S. wheat purchased without a tariff arrived at a port in Vietnam. The shipment contained more than 68,300 metric tons of soft white and hard red spring wheat grown in the Pacific Northwest and Northern Plains. Robert Hansen, Ag Counselor of the Foreign Ag Service, said With the import tariff reduced to zero, the Vietnamese buyer saved about $1 million on the vessel of U.S. wheat. Vince Peterson, president of U.S. Wheat Associates, says the Foreign Ag Service worked hard to cut this barrier and level the playing field for American wheat in Vietnam. Vietnam imports an average of about 4 million metric tons of wheat every year, and Peterson said the demand for U.S. wheat in Vietnam will continue to grow into the future. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
March is a muddy, sloppy month, especially in cattle feedlots. Too much mud can affect animal productivity. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Moisture, winter precipitation, freezing and thawing, and spring rains combine with what's already on the ground to create mud in the feedlot. Cattle don't deal well with mud. They're large, heavy animals, and when you weigh 1,000 pounds or more, walking through a few inches of mud gets tiring after a while. Grant Duell is an extension veterinarian at Iowa State University. He says the sheer effort of meandering through the muck affects their productivity.
That's going to impact how often they go to feed, how often they go to water. Once that mud starts getting up about 4 inches or more, so 4 inches would be about up to their fetlocks, then it becomes discouraging for them. So A, it's sapping some of their energy just trying to wade through it, and B, they get tired of doing it, and so they just don't go to the feed bunk as often. And so we're going to see those weight gains drop as we deal with that mud.
Be sure there's a firm surface for them to stand on, such as a concrete apron around the feed bunk. Ongoing maintenance of the pen surfaces is the key to managing mud.
Getting them in shape in the fall when you have a chance so that we don't have a lot of organic debris that's going to hold water. Getting those scraped good so that when we do get water, it can run out of the pen. Good design of those pens so that we have some slope so that the water does flow and not just sit there. Getting holes repaired, so if you've got some places where the cattle have dug in, particularly at the back of the feed bunker by the water tanks, we want to get those filled in.
Mud can also create health issues. It carries pathogens that can give cattle hoof problems such as foot rot. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing mud in the feedlot at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I mean, Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. As we get ready to wrap up the markets here in just a little bit, still seeing the grain market slowly move higher into the green as the day goes along here. We'll see how they wrap up in just a bit. Livestock started off kind of mixed on the board and has moved a little bit lower as the day has gone along today. And the corn markets, they're slowly moving back up, but things have kind of been stagnant for the last hour or so. March corn up 41 and a half cents right now, sitting at 739 even a bushel. Kansas City wheat for March, they've kind of plateaued right now as well, sitting at 60 cents in the green at 1014 and a quarter. Chicago wheat's also up by 62 and three quarters. Over in the bean market, there's moving a little bit slower, but slowly moving upward still. March soybeans up 51 and three quarter cents at 1696 even a bushel. We have the bean meal for March up $6.10 at 461, and the soybean oil for March and the grain by $3.22 at 76.11. In the cotton market, things were a little bit slower earlier today, but we've seen a big jump up right now with March cotton up now $4.18 in the green at 126 and three quarters. The canola for May up $43 right now at 1075 and 90 cents. Oats market as well, they've seen some big jumps throughout the day as well, with March oats up by 42 and three quarter cents, sitting at 738 and a half. Livestock market, as we mentioned, where it started off kind of mixed, but a little bit lower now. April live cattle's down 57 cents at 140.85. We have the feeder cattle for March down by $1.15 at 156.57. And the lean hogs for April are currently in the green, still up by $2.72 for the April at 106 and at 22 cents. U.S. dollar index today, they're seeing a bit of a growth, with March index up by 79 cents right now at 97.49. We have the 30-year bonds for March up 2 points, sitting at 156, and 10-year notes up by a point as well in the green, sitting at 128. Stock market, on the other hand, looking mostly lower, with the Dow Jones currently down by 740 points.
At Midwest Kia, we're celebrating President's Day all month long with a better way to buy. Receive the presidential treatment with a promise of exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, and transparent pricing. And February is the month to take advantage of the market and get a sweetheart of a deal, while every trade-in, including yours, is at its peak value. Worried you won't find the right new Kia for you? Midwest Kia has that problem solved for you, as we have over 200 new Kias available today. All with Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. It's all part of reimagining the way a car dealership should be at Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. It's a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and receive the presidential treatment and a sweetheart of a deal. You'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.